Sri Bhagavan's Advice to Kunjaswami by Kunjaswami, 1989 interview. As mentioned in Evelyn's, Sri Kunjaswami approached Sri Bhagavan and told him of his desire to study the scriptures so that he would be able to give a suitable response to people who visited the ashramam and asked questions. He felt this study would be beneficial. Kunjaswami recounts this experience in a recorded interview that was published in the May-June 2021 issue of The Maharishi. I felt I should read more of the Vedantic text so that I could give scholarly replies wherever I went, thus bringing fame and praise to you, my Guru, Sri Bhagavan. A person at that math told me that if one mastered all the 16 sastras, one would become an encyclopedia of Vedanta. He also offered to teach me all 16 sastras if I stayed in that math. I told him that I could spare only 1 month and that in just 1 month, it would not be possible to master all 16. I came back to Ramanashramam to seek Bhagavan's permission to go and live at Kovilur Math and study the 16 sastras. Bhagavan gave a searching look and said, "Now you are going to read Vedanta. How about Siddhanta? Again, you would have read all of them in Tamil, but how about in Sanskrit?" Bhagavan kept adding to the list of things I could learn. I could not understand Bhagavan's questions, so I stood there silently. He then said, "What is the use of gaining all this knowledge? If you come to know one thing, that would be all right." As I stood motionless, he added, "If you learn to stay fixed in the heart, everything is known." I could not understand even this. Then Bhagavan said, "If you stay in your heart and someone asks you a question, an answer will come to you like an echo from the heart, and that will be the right answer." Since this conversation, whenever Bhagavan saw me in the hall reading some scriptural text, he would come up to me and say mockingly, "Are you reading for yourself or for helping others?" I used to feel ashamed. Also, being a sadhu, I used to wear vibhuti on my forehead, and Bhagavan would say, "Are you wearing all this to impress others?" This had a profound impact on me and changed many of my assumed attitudes in life.